Devin Bailey stood at the edge of the Moonstone High School track, her heart pounding with anticipation. The sun was a molten gold in the sky, casting long, dramatic shadows across the field. She was dressed in her track gear, her blonde hair pulled back into a tight ponytail, her green eyes sparkling with determination. Today, she was going to beat her personal best. She could feel it in her bones. She was just about to start her warm-up when a movement caught her eye. Reno Walker, his usually jovial face serious, was walking out of the school building. His short afro glinted in the sunlight, and his brown eyes were wide with what looked like fear. Seeing him like this, so unlike his usual self, sent a shiver down her spine. Reno, the boy who flirted with everyone, who always had a joke ready to lighten the mood, the boy who had featured in her dream, the dream that had been haunting her for weeks, a dream so vivid, so real, that it felt more like a memory of a blinding light, a field in Reno's face, contorted in fear as he screamed, "It's going to explode!" She shook her head, trying to dispel the unsettling memory. Reno was a flirt, yes, but he was also a friend. And he was cute, there was no denying that. But then again, so was Jay, her boyfriend. Jay, the popular jock, the guy every girl in school wanted to be with, and she was with him. But was it because she wanted to be, or because she was afraid of not being with him? Jay was charming, and he could be sweet when he wanted to be. But there were times when she felt like she was trapped in a relationship she wasn't sure she wanted. He was possessive, always wanting to know where she was, who she was with. And every time she tried to break up with him, he would convince her to stay, his words weaving a web of guilt and obligation around her. "Devin, pay attention!" Coach's voice cut through her thoughts, snapping her back to reality. She blinked, her gaze shifting from Reno to the track in front of her. She had a job to do. She had to focus. "Sorry, Coach," she called back, her voice steady. She took a deep breath, pushing the thoughts of Reno, Jay, and the dream to the back of her mind. Devin walked to the starting line, her heart pounding in her chest. This was it, the first official heat for the track team tryouts. She glanced to her side, her gaze landing on Callie White. Callie, with her long, lean legs and her confident stride, was the fastest on the team. She was a force to be reckoned with, a star that shone so bright it was blinding. College scouts were already coming to watch her, a testament to her talent and skill. Devin felt a pang of intimidation. Callie was good, there was no denying that. But Devin had a goal, a burning desire to be the best, and she knew that to reach that goal, she had to beat Callie. She had to prove to herself and to everyone else that she was just as good, if not better. The runners got in place, their bodies poised for action. Devin could feel the tension in the air, a tangible force that made her heart race. She took a deep breath, her eyes fixed on the track ahead. She was ready. "Go!" Coach's voice echoed across the field, and they were off. Devin's body moved with a speed and grace that took her breath away. But as she ran, she could see Callie pulling ahead. Her heart sank, but she pushed harder, her muscles straining with the effort. But no matter how hard she pushed, Callie was always a step ahead. Devin could feel the doubt creeping in, a nagging voice in the back of her mind that whispered, "You can't beat her." She tried to push it away, to focus on the race, but it was hard. The voice was persistent, and it was getting louder. With a final burst of speed, Callie crossed the finish line, a good distance ahead of Devin. The crowd erupted in cheers, but all Devin could hear was the deafening silence in her own head. She had lost. Callie had beaten her, and it wasn't even close. Devin slowed to a stop, her chest heaving as she tried to catch her breath. She could feel the sting of disappointment, a bitter taste in her mouth. But she swallowed it down, forcing a smile on her face. As Devin stood on the field, her mind still reeling from her loss, she felt a presence beside her. She turned to see Jay, his hand in a sling, a grimace of pain on his handsome face. Despite the disappointment still lingering in her heart, she forced a smile, pushing her feelings aside for his sake. "Jay, what happened?" she asked, her eyes wide with concern. His usual confident demeanor was replaced with a look of discomfort, and the sight of his hand in a sling sent a jolt of worry through her. "I think I broke it," he said, his voice strained. "I need to go to the hospital." Devin felt a pang of shock. "How did you break it?" "I slammed it in the door," he replied, a sheepish look on his face. Devin shook her head, a small smile tugging at her lips despite the situation. "Trust Jay to do something like that." She reached up, planting a soft kiss on his cheek. "Take care of yourself, Jay," she said, her voice soft. She felt a twinge of guilt as she said the words, knowing that she was acting like she was more invested in their relationship than she really was. But she pushed the guilt aside. Now was not the time for that. As Jay walked away, Coach's voice echoed across the field, calling her name. It was time for her to run again. Devin took her position at the starting line, and she took a deep breath, trying to steady her nerves. Just as she was about to start her warm-up, Coach walked up to her. His face was serious, his gaze piercing. "Devin," he said, his voice low. "You're too distracted." "You need to focus, Devin," he continued. "You're good, but you'll never be great if you don't commit." His words hit her hard. She knew he was right. She had been letting her personal life interfere with her performance, and it was costing her. She needed to focus, to commit. She needed to be better. As she got in position, Callie walked up next to her, poised for action, her face a mask of concentration. Devin felt a wave of stress wash over her. She was going to be running against Callie again. As Devin prepared herself for the race, her gaze drifted to the empty stands. And there, sitting alone, she saw him. Oswald McGill. His blue hair was a stark contrast against the bright sunlight, his usually lively eyes somber. He was watching her, his gaze steady and unwavering. She hadn't talked to Oz in years, not since they were in the fifth grade. They had been friends once, close friends. But as they grew older, they grew apart. Oz had changed after his mom's death. He had become darker, more withdrawn. Devin couldn't blame him. Losing a parent was hard, and Oz had taken it particularly hard. But seeing him now, sitting in the stands, watching her, something about it calmed her. It was as if his presence had a soothing effect on her, quieting the storm of nerves inside her. She felt a sense of peace wash over her, a tranquility she hadn't felt in a long time. Oz nodded at her, a silent gesture of support. It was as if he knew she was going to win, as if he had faith in her when she was struggling to have faith in herself. It was a small gesture, but it meant the world to Devin. With a renewed sense of determination, Devin turned her attention back to the track. "Focus," she said to herself. With a deep breath, Devin focused all her attention on the track in front of her. The world around her seemed to fade away, the other runners, even the bright sunlight. Everything disappeared until there was only the track and her. "Go!" Coach's voice echoed across the field, and Devin was off. She ran, her body moving with a speed and grace she had never felt before. It was as if something deep inside her had burst open, a well of energy she didn't know she had. She felt free, unburdened by her doubts and fears. It was as if she had tapped into another gear, a part of her she didn't know existed. Her heart pounded in her chest. Her breath came in short, sharp gasps, but she didn't slow down. She couldn't. She was running not just against Callie, but against her own self-doubts, her own fears. And she was winning. With a final burst of speed, Devin crossed the finish line, half a second before Callie. Her coach was cheering, but all Devin could hear was the sound of her own heartbeat, a triumphant rhythm that echoed her victory. She had done it. A new personal best. Callie came up to her, a look of surprise on her face, but there was no malice in her eyes, only respect. She patted Devin on the back, a small smile on her lips. "Congratulations," she said, her voice sincere. "You were amazing." Before Devin could respond, Coach came bounding over, a wide grin on his face. "That's what I've been waiting to see," he yelped, his eyes shining with excitement. "That was incredible, Devin." Devon smiled, her heart swelling with pride, but as she looked up at the stands, her smile faded. Oz was gone. She felt a pang of disappointment, but before she could dwell on it, the lunch buzzer rang, signaling the end of the tryouts.